Ohio voters said yes to citizen-led ballot initiatives on abortion rights and the legalization of cannabis in November. Why doesn't Indiana have a similar option? That's a question our listeners wanted to know. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruhmann reports it would require a change to the state constitution, but lawmakers haven't shown interest.
Indiana is one of 24 states with no mechanism for a citizen-led effort to put an initiative on the ballot. Randall Shepard is the former Chief Justice of the Indiana Supreme Court and senior judge at the Indiana Court of Appeals. He says the state's larger attitude was that the legislature should be making the decisions, a sentiment expressed at Indiana's last constitutional convention in 1851.
One of the members stood up on the floor and said, no, that's what we've been hired to do. We shouldn't shove this off on our fellow citizens. They've got plenty to do.
To change the state's constitution, the General Assembly would have to approve a joint resolution with the proposed change in two different years, with a general election occurring between the times that the resolution is approved. Then the change is put to a public vote. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruhmann.